Morning.
Good morning.
Just going to chat for just a couple of minutes. I know there's been a lot of announcements. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Rob Mangiafico. I'm on the stewardship committee here at St. Peter's. That's a fancy way of saying caring for our resources. I'm on the finance committee, and most Sunday mornings you find me over in the hall teaching the older children at church school and challenging them with some questions. What I wanted to talk about real quick today is our pledge campaign and how important it is to St. Peter's and to all of us. For the past 5 years, we've been very focused here at St. Peter's on fixing our buildings and our physical resources. From our renovation of our stained glass windows that we completed in 2016, to putting a new kitchen in place, to revamping our hall, putting in new bathrooms, adding a deck onto the hall. All of these things have been done mostly through the giving and the generous giving of everyone here at St. Peter's. We've raised over $400,000 in the past 5 years to accomplish these things. And it's a great testament to the spirit here at St. Peter's. But in doing that, our regular giving and our pledges have kind of taken a back seat, and that was expected. So we're trying to kind of refocus on our other resources, mainly our human resources. When you think of pledging and giving at church, you might think that that's to keep the lights on or to pay for the heating bill. And that is a portion of it, a small portion of it. And our finance committee, who's led by Ray Litwin, our treasurer, has done a great job at keeping our expenses down. But I want to look at our human resources. People like Angel, who's our sexton, who cleans our buildings and keeps our grounds clean. I'm sure you've noticed just how well and how great a job he's done. And he always goes above and beyond. He's always looking for new ways to make things just a little better. He's been working with Jack Gasper and with Father Ron to figure out ways to keep the kitchen floor a little cleaner after our dinners, because the floor has a way of embedding dirt in it. You might not know Jean Kowalski, who's our bookkeeper. She does a great job at keeping our books and keeping things on task for our finances, and she's an invaluable part of our team. Most of us here know Claire, our administrative assistant or our parish secretary. Not only does she answer the phones and print these wonderful bulletins and kind of keep the day-to-day running here, but she chats with parishioners and non-parishioners alike on a daily basis. And she goes above and beyond. In fact, she asked me to route all of the voicemails and all of her emails to her personal address so she could make sure that she didn't miss anything when she wasn't here, something that she's not asked to do. And of course, we have Josh, our wonderful organist and our choir director, who brings us beautiful music each week and works with the choir and does such a great job. But you might not know the number of hours that he puts in practicing here at St. Peter's on the organ and working with communities to bring us guest musicians and concerts. I'd say that he's instrumental in doing these things. And of course, Father Ron. There's a reason why I chose today to speak for just a few minutes. One of those is that it was daylight savings time, so I got an extra hour of rest because I had to be here for the 8 o'clock. That was my second 8 o'clock service in 12 years. But also because he's not here. He's gallivanting right now all over Europe with a well-deserved vacation. But he's our three-quarter time priest. And you wouldn't know it if you saw all the work that he does behind the scenes. He works harder than most full-time priests do. His ability to work with leaders in our community to bring organizations together is just unimaginable for what he can do and what he's done for the community. And of course, his compassion and his caring is unmatched. As you know, we're in right now what's called the priest in charge process. It's a 3-year process. So Father Ron is committed to 3 years here at St. Peter's. And today is actually his 2-year anniversary. So he has 1 year left. And at the end of those 3 years, we have a choice. If we want to have Father Ron continue on as our permanent priest, which I have a sneaking suspicion that most of us do, and if he wants to stay on as our permanent priest, which I think he might, there's one other piece of the puzzle, and that is that the bishop and the diocese have to agree that St. Peter's can financially support a 3-quarter time priest going forward. And I can tell you, being on the finance committee, that it's pretty close whether that's going to be possible going into the future. We might have to make some extreme cuts if we wanted to keep a 3-quarter time priest. And I can tell you that that's not an appealing thing to both people here at St. Peter's, to Father Ron and the diocese. And that's why we're asking in our pledge campaign this year for everyone, as they're able, to consider increasing their pledge by 10%. And if you're not a pledger, to consider being one. Because what it'll allow us to do is it'll allow us to make the case, as we did 2.5 years ago, if you remember, when the diocese didn't think we could afford a 3/4-time priest, and we proved them wrong, and we made a case to say that we're committed to having a 3/4-time priest here at St. Peter's. And I'll leave you with three examples for what we're doing here in the community that's it's pretty amazing. 5 years ago, when I would be at a parent function or a sporting event, and the topic of church came up, someone would say, oh, what are you doing this weekend, Rob? And I'd say, oh, well, I've got church on Sunday. And they'd say, oh, you go to Holy Family? Because that's kind of what everybody says in Hebron. They think you go to Holy Family. And I'd say, no, I go to St. Peter's. And they'd often say, like, oh, which church is that? And I'd tell them where we are. And they would say one of two things. One, oh, that's that little brick church, right? I didn't even really know they were still active. Or, oh, that's the church that puts on a few dinners, isn't it? Well, that was 5 years ago. So let's fast forward to, let's say, 3 weeks ago, when the topic came up again and said, hey, what are you doing this weekend, Rob? And I said, oh, I got church on Sunday. And they said, oh, what church you go to? And I said, St. Peter's. And they said, wow, you guys are doing a lot. I mean, I've seen you in the papers, or I saw something on Facebook, or heard about what you're doing. That's great. It's such a difference in just a few short years. And our town leadership and our town government is taking notice. As you know, we recently sold our ball field to the town. And they made an offer that was far above the appraisal price that was given for that piece of property. And they did that because they realized the value that St. Peter's brings, not only to the children and the young adults that play baseball there, but to the town and the things we're involved in and the causes that we support. We had our Harvest Festival, and you saw probably the sidewalks that are being done. And they talked to us specifically about how they could rearrange their schedule to make sure it didn't interrupt our Harvest Festival. And they didn't have to do that, because they didn't talk to all the organizations along the road. And maybe you saw that big crater that's in the parking lot there, where it used to be Lake St. Peter's. Well, they're going to go ahead and fix that for us. And they didn't have to do that either, and they're not going to charge us for that. And the last thing was Marcia Eaton had told me that at one of our recent events, a lady had fallen, and we had called 911 to make sure she was okay. And the paramedics came, and they were talking to Chuck Eaton. And they said, you know, it's just great what we're seeing St. Peter's do in the community, and that it doesn't go unnoticed. So in the midst of this tragedy, they took time to specifically make sure that we knew all that St. Peter's is doing in the community. And isn't this what we're called to do as Episcopalians, as Christians, as followers of Jesus, as what Father Hamer had talked about in his sermon, or the Gospel of Luke said, to go out in the world, be his representative, to go out and love our neighbors as ourselves, to make a difference and be that light in the darkness. That's what we've been doing these past few years. And hopefully, we'll continue to do even more in the future with all of us supporting St. Peter's and one another. Thank you.